Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Daz Cahill is here now. Daz, it's all ahead of you this weekend.
Yeah, big weekend, yeah. Kind of got underway last night with the Europa Conference League's action. Two of the Irish sides involved. Mixed fortunes too. We were playing Gibraltar teams. I think the expectation was we'd win both. We didn't. Shelburne did win 2-1 at home to St. Joseph's at Talca Park. Mark Coyle put them ahead after just 28 seconds. Will Jarvis got their second goal, but Derry City suffered a shock 2-0 defeat away to FCB Magpies. Shelburne manager Damien Duff gave his post-match reaction to Oisin Coyne.
Very special night for the club, everyone's involved, the club, knowing what we know now. I know everyone's saying, can you get a bigger cushion going across there? Here, they're a technical team, they're very well organised, hard to break down. So brilliant win, I'm so proud of the players and we absolutely can't wait for next week already.
You mentioned the occasion, obviously the fans showed that this evening, but Mark Coyle, especially midfield, and at that early goal, was a huge part of this game.
Yeah, it was an amazing start to the game, an amazing return to European football, 18 years and you score within 25 seconds, so fabulous and really pleased for Mark.
You touched on it there about maybe extending the lead. Was there a sense of frustration in the second half, because you created a lot of chances but just couldn't hit the back of the net?
Yeah, but I guess it's about staying calm and what we said at half time. Yeah, reset button, we've given away a disappointing goal. Can we go win the second half? And we did that. So, yeah, listen, you'll hear a lot. Can you get a bigger margin than we actually did? But like I said, when you look at Derry's results tonight, it shows how tough these games are.
That's Damien Duff. Now, the Irish women's team face a really tough task tonight in their European qualifier. They take on the European champions England at Carrow Road in Norwich. Katie McCabe will miss the game through suspension and Cara Caruso is injured. The England striker Lauren Hemp says their squad is boosted by the English men reaching the Euros final.
When we won the Euros, I think that was probably the best day of my life still to date, and we want to do the same again next year, and that starts from qualifying now and winning both our games and putting us in a great position, and these are all camps to prepare us for that. So yeah, I mean, it's so nice to see the men doing that at the moment, and it does make us sort of relive them special moments. But yeah, we're all excited for the weekend and for them to play as well, but at the moment our full focus is on tomorrow and getting that job done.
And that Ireland-England game is live this evening on 2FM and RTE2. Northern Ireland are away to Malta. Because of the Irish club's involvement in Europe, there are only three Premier Division games this evening. Bohemians play Sligo Rovers at Dalyman Park. Dundalk meet Drogheda United in the Louth Derby at Oriel Park. And Galway United host Waterford. In the First Division, Finn Harps make the long trip to the leaders Cork City. Gaelic Games news this morning is that both Kerry and Armagh have named unchanged teams for tomorrow's All-Ireland football semi-final. We'll have a preview of the semi-finals in an hour's time. In golf, Rory McIlroy resumed normal service after his US Open heartbreak. He rattled off 7 birdies in a 5-under par round of 65 to lie 3 shots off the leader Justin Thomas at the Scottish Open. Seamus Power and Tom McGibbon are 1-under. Padraig Harrington is level par. And Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow have work to do to make the weekend cut at the Evian Championship in France. The predicted cut is level par. Leona Maguire is 1-over. Stephanie Meadow 3-over. The leaders are 7-under par. Now, at Wimbledon yesterday, it was women's semi-final day. There was an extraordinary match, the opening match between Jasmine Paolini of Italy and Donna Vekic from Croatia. It was the longest semi-final ever in women's singles history, just under 3 hours for the 3 sets. And Paolini just edged it. But Vekic, in the last set, kept crying, going back to her seat, crying after games, like bawling, crying. And then she'd get up and win the next game. And then she'd go back. Apparently, it's her release for tension. It was extraordinary to witness. And she very nearly won. It was a great game. Paolini will now face the Czech, Barbora Krejčíková, who beat Elena Rybakina in 3 sets. And Paolini spoke afterwards about having to cope with the strength of Donna Vekic.
She was hitting winners everywhere. And yeah, I was a little bit struggling at the beginning, but I was just repeating to myself to fight to every ball and to try to, you know, to improve a little bit on the court, because I was serving really bad. But no, I'm so happy with this win. I think, I don't know, this match I will remember forever, I think.
Now, in rugby, it's a big weekend for Ireland. The Irish under-20s meet England tomorrow in the World Semi-Final, while the Irish senior team take on the world champion South Africa for the second successive week. And Irish coach Andy Farrell has summed up the difficulty of their task.
You look at the strength in depth that they've got and the quality that they've got coming off the bench. I mean, it says everything where South Africa are at this moment in time. I've heard you guys and many experts as well talk about whether this is the best South African group that they've ever had. Well, you know, I certainly go along with that type of feel myself, you know, hence why we're privileged to be able to come over here and test ourselves.
We'll have that match live on Saturday Sport tomorrow ahead of the Kerry Armagh game. In cycling, Biniam Girmay sprinted to his third victory at this year's Tour de France. Girmay's from Eritrea. He's the first black African to win a Tour de France stage. He won it last week. He now has three. Tadej Pogačar retains the lead overall. And elsewhere, on a busy day of sport ahead, Rashida Adeleke and Kira McGeehan compete in the Diamond League in Monaco. There's also big athletics action with the Morton Games in Santry. The Irish Rowing Championships get underway in Cork, and there's racing in Dundalk and Kilbeggan.
Des, thank you for all of that.